Oh, hi, podcast listeners. There's many ways you can listen to the Real Nerds Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can also subscribe on Stitcher Radio. You want to send us a Twitter message? You can do that. It's so easy, at Real Nerds. Like us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. You can visit our website, realnerdspodcast.com, where there'll be a lot of articles for you to not only read, but to listen to our previous shows. Do you like your stories told through pictures? Then you can also follow us at Real Nerds on Instagram. You can also call us, 720-6NERDS5. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Camera, action!
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd
Doesn't
can...
Doesn't talk film! I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot,
and a real nerd
can follow the plot, and a real nerd
will give it all they got.
Lights, camera, action!
You know, do you mind?
Sorry about
God,
that, David.
No, yeah. Dude, I was in radio for like 10 years.
And
so
a one, easy. And a two, so. And a three. Hi, welcome to day three of Denver Comic Con. I remember that part. We are with
David Boop,
who is the official MC of Denver Comic Con 2012. We were told we're the official podcast because we're the only ones here that were on the first day.
Well, and I can't say that because I have other MCs I'm competing for in a Highlander sort of battle.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So
there can only be one.
Yeah.
How many heads have you collected?
Well, I'm about after the podcast, of course, because I don't want to ruin the podcast. I'm going to collect one.
That's fine. You know, we lost our previous conversation, and we were talking about, you were talking about how awesome it was to do the Tron panel. Can you remember your story behind that?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
It was really interesting as a growing up, being a fan of the movies, being able to sit up there with these two iconic characters that I grew up with 30 years later. And it's just like a fanboy's dream. You know, you have to like, but you know, you have to like separate the fanboy. You can't just keep going, "You're so great."
Yeah, I recognize it to using the force.
Yeah.
You know, when you use the force, you pull yourself out of your body. And you have to be, you know, professional. And because there was a moment at the James Marsters panel today where I could totally have geeked out with him.
Yeah.
Because his favorite horror movie is my favorite horror movie. So.
And which is that?
Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, excellent.
What did Bruce say about what it was like before they made that movie and they were going into this thing that was going to be a historical CG movie? What did
he
say?
Yeah, well,
about
I had
that?
Asked them, you know, when they were reading the script, did they know that they were making, you know, basically film history the first time that you incorporate computer graphics with film? And they're like, we had no clue. We didn't even really know what a computer was at that time.
I said, did they even have pre-viz or anything? Probably
no,
not.
No, they wouldn't have been. I mean, it would have been
storyboards, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's all they showed them was a couple of cartoon drawings. You know, it's Disney, so you know everything's a cartoon. So they showed them a cartoon of what it was going to look like when it was done. But they're running around. He said they were in.
Email on the back with your name. If you want to enter in the contest, so we can contact you.
They were running around on completely black sets and had no idea what it was going to look like afterwards because the film process takes a certain amount of low light to be able to bring the suits out.
Ah,
so yeah, so they had no clue. The first time, you know, they saw it was pretty much the first time it was screened for them and got to see all the CGI, and they had no idea.
That's really cool. You got to be the MC here because they saw you at a con down in Colorado Springs.
Correct.
And Marsters was the biggest one you've ever done, correct?
Yes, absolutely. You know, there I did Chase Masterson and Frasa Hines from Doctor Who and David J. Howe and Sam Stone, a couple other British authors that had come over. And... Chase is awesome, but I known Chase for a while going into this. So I'm up on stage with somebody I know, and we're just, you know, talking back and forth and having fun with it and so forth. And then I also did Kevin J. Anderson, New York Times bestselling author, Kevin J. Anderson. You have to say that. It's anytime you mention him, you have to mention New York Times
bestselling
author.
Yeah, it's probably in his contract.
Author. It's his new name.
So, and so it was real easy with them. This was the first time it was somebody I knew nothing about, and such a huge fan following. I'm standing up there with 3,000 people in front of me, you know, easily, and I'm like, wow, this is the big show. And I had been in broadcast journalism for years on the radio, in newspaper, on television, and also online. And so I was comfortable giving interviews, but I wasn't comfortable doing an interview in front of an audience. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of moments there going into it. And then we were delayed by like 20 minutes before we even got started. So we're in this hot back hallway. So, you know, we both came out there, you know, with sweat stains and stuff like that. I was like, oh, my God, you know, I'm up here with James Marsters and I probably smell.
Yeah, I stand a guard outside the doorway to not let anybody go in and bother him. He was on his iPhone. He's probably making a great decision in his next acting gig.
Mm-hmm. So what are you working on next? Where can people find you?
Well, I'm an author. First and foremost, before any of this type of stuff, this I do for fun, but yeah. What I actually am is an author. I have one novel out called She Murdered Me with Science. It's a sci-fi noir set in the 50s, scientist detective. And I also have a series of short stories, a lot of them in the weird Western sort of environment. So if you're a fan of Cowboys and Aliens or Jonah Hex, the comic book.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
That's the type of stuff that I write. And so I'm always publishing short stories on a regular basis. And this summer I'm working on two novels. So,
wow.
What's the most embarrassing moment that you've seen hosting a panel? Has anything crazy happened?
Well, as a writer, I'll tell you this one. I was on a writer about animal uplift. Do you know what animal uplift is? The idea of raising the intelligence of animals to human.
Yeah.
For whatever reasons. You know, in fiction, it's slave labor. In a story I did, which is why I was on the panel, it was for space exploration, you know, because animals could handle certain planets that, you know, us humans don't even want to set foot on. So the idea was, you know, so this panel was all about animals and fiction and uplifts and so forth. And these two women on the panel, there's four of us, two men, two women. These two women got into a fight on whether or not animals had souls.
What?
And
wow.
They just went to, like, I hate to say, cat-like, but they just went to town on each other.
Pun intended.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about. Such and such philosopher says, philosopher nothing. Let's talk about science. And they got into it. And me and the other guy were just like, you know, our jaws were just dropping. And it's like, ladies, ladies. And, wow. And it just spiraled down from there.
Wow. That's crazy.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, sorry. You got
to know? No, I was going to say, are you going to pimp anything while you're on our show? Would you like to, you know, advertise
anything? For a good
anything?
Time, call.
No, where can people find you?
Yeah.
My website, www.davidboop.com, or my Facebook fan page, which is, you know, facebook.com/dboop.updates. You can find me there. My next convention is in Seattle. I'm going to be doing WesterCon in Seattle over the July 4th weekend. Then it's BubanaCon in New Mexico and WorldCon in Chicago.
Wow.
That's my summer, and the fall is just as crazy. If we're talking local people, Mile High Con, I do that every year. It's cool. My home con. I live around the corner from it, so it's great. I just, you know, I can go, I can drink all night, I can walk home. It's just great.
Awesome.
Or stumble.
Home. Stumble, either way, you know, whatever is... Yeah. Best. I don't know what I was going to say there. I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something clever, but then I couldn't think of anything clever to say, and it was gone. It was gone.
Yeah, no, it has. It is late in the day Sunday.
And it is definitely a Sunday. There is no doubt about it.
It is.
And unlike a lot of other cons I go to, which you know, have distinctive, like, after-party sort of things. There were a few parties, and I bounced around to them. There was the big concert at the Hard Rock and so forth. But I shouldn't be this tired.
Yeah.
I really shouldn't, but I am. This was exhausting. It was a lot of prep beforehand, and there was a lot of energy here. And that energy, you're picking it up from the people. These people are wonderful.
Yeah.
There's so much energy from them. The guests have energy, and they're up for the audience. And then finally, when your job's done, like mine is now, it's, you know, somebody cut Pinocchio's cords, and now I'm just like,
yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Agreed.
The question was,
what is your favorite thing you're going to take away from this year?
Well, probably the fact that I got through this, that I got through it, and I was professional at all times. Nobody can come back and say, oh, man, my God, I can't believe you said that, you know, up there. And you look like a fool next to these guys or anything like that. So confidence. If I have to say one thing I get out of it, it's confidence. I also got a really screaming Spider-Girl print from Matt Campbell, who has a booth over there. I'm going to pimp him. Matt Campbell, if you haven't seen Matt Campbell's art, it's fabulous. He has a comic book called Mythica. But he does this awesome Spider-Girl print. And if you haven't seen it, it's definitely worth seeing. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking that away with me.
Awesome.
That's my swag for the weekend. So.
Well, thanks for stopping by, David. We appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Thank
it was nice
you
meeting you this weekend.
Yeah, no, it was a pleasure working with you guys. And, you know, if you ever need anything, just let me know.
Oh, all thanks. Right. We appreciate it.
We'll look forward to seeing you next year, I'm sure.
Yeah,
sounds
absolutely.
Great. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bolognium for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it!